So here I am, and can you please tell
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to talk about hearts today, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us Janae Bauer. She is a motivational speaker, and we are thrilled that she's taken some time to be with us. She's also the founder of Faith Walk Retreats, and I can't wait to hear what you have been up to. I haven't talked to you for a while. How is it going?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Mo, and hello to all the listeners.
First of all, tell people about yourself for people that don't know you.
Yeah, you know, I've been in the field of training and development and inspirational speaking and writing for the past 20-some years. And, you know, really what I found as my passion and mission is the heart and how do I help people really inspire and transform their hearts, whether it's at work, in the home, or above and beyond. And so I've really kind of niched in those three areas because those are kind of three worlds that I live in, as well as I think many of you live in too. You know, we have our life at home where our families and our loved ones are really important. And so how can we bring all of who we are and our hearts to that? As well as our work. You know, all of our work might take place in different places. For many of us now, with all of COVID-19 happening, many of us are working from home. And so how do we bring our hearts and passion to our work? And then what I consider above and beyond is, you know, how do we leave a legacy and how do we, you know, leave our hearts in the way that, you know, we want to follow our passions and things that matter most to us. And for me, that's really my faith. And so that led me to forming Faith Walk Retreats.
And how long ago was that, Janae?
You know, gosh, it's probably been about 7 years that I've been doing retreats. And so it's Christian-based, and I am Catholic, so I definitely do specialize in, you know, inspiring Catholic women in a variety of areas around our faith. And so, you know, it's looked differently through the years where I've shown up to different churches and parishes to give in-person retreats. And now I'm really shifting in, you know, how do I help people really retreat at home? And, you know, no matter where you are or what you're doing, we can always grow our faith. And sometimes it just works best and we can do it on our own time and our own way. So I'm really working at how can I release Faith Walk Retreats to be that kind of a place, you know, this oasis of transformation where people can, you know, feel at home and really look at their hearts and figure out ways that they can grow deeper.
And would you have ever looked at this home-based version if COVID-19 pandemic had not forced you to?
You know, yes and no. I would say I have had that interest, but I think even for myself, what I've really realized is, you know, I love to teach and I love to share and write. And when I'm at home and when I can do things on my own time, I can just get so much more done. And I think that gets just so much more challenging for me to host a retreat, an event that's going to work for people because people's schedules are so busy. But yet if it's online and people can join in when it's best for them, it's a way to really just open up the doors and really broaden the reach. So it's something I've been wanting to do, and I think this has really given me that impetus to say, let's start doing it now.
So when you say that the heart is really important to you and important to what we, you know, what we do or how we interact with people, There's a lot of people, though, that do have broken hearts. Does that impact how they interact with people?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure we can all think of a time when we've had a broken heart or we have a heart that's broken now. And it's hard to figure out how to pick up those pieces or where to go. And it was actually when I myself had a broken heart where I had all these dreams and aspirations that I thought were going to come true. And at one time, within a period of months, it seemed like nothing worked and everything failed. And I just really had a broken heart. And it was during that time where I was really reflective and trying to pick up the pieces of my heart that I realized that it was really about the heart that was my passion and purpose and mission. And so I think that that has been really key to me. And I think for all of you who might be struggling with, you know, a broken heart or a cold heart or a hard heart or, you know, half-hearted, you know, it all comes back to the heart. And when our hearts are on fire and when our hearts are fully engaged, you know, we're just different. And when we're not have that whole heart, it just makes it harder. And so we have to be able to find resources and places where we can help to heal those hearts.
And what are some of those resources?
Well, you know, I think it's different for each person. I guess wherever you might be being led, where God might lead your heart. For me, then I've just continued to study the heart, and it's just led me to many things. And one is this acronym that I have for the heart that might be helpful, that can help people no matter where you are. And I can just kind of take you through that if that would be helpful.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, you know, I look at H of heart being H for humility. And this is where we really need to look at our lives, and not that our lives are for us or about us, that we really set our hearts and our lives toward God. And so it's less about thinking about me and more of thee. And how can I be of service? And so that was one of the things that really helped change me, is that I've just had this heart of humility. And so many spiritual teachers that I've learned from talk about that one of the most important virtues that you can have is humility. And it's one of those hard things to learn kind of until you experience it. So once we have our heart kind of set on the right place, then E is all around empathy. And this is where, you know, that we can have empathy for ourselves, but that we can also have empathy for others. So this is, you know, empathy of seeking to understand other people, and also so that we can understand them. And in order to do that, it's hard because our hearts are so full of ourselves, our sufferings, our disappointments, our discouragement, our fear going on, and we can't be very empathetic if we don't have a chance to empty that. And so what I really like to share with people is when we have empathy is that we need to empty our hearts so that we can fill it up with the things that matter. And for me, when I can fill it up with the Holy Spirit, then I'm going to get, you know, the best of who I am to be able to help others more too.
What about people that might be listening that say they don't have God in their life right now?
I think that can apply as well. Like, I think this idea of if your heart feels heavy and broken and maybe you don't feel understood in this world, is that idea of just emptying that heart and even saying a prayer to the universe, you know, and a prayer of openness. But I do think, you know, for me, what I found is having God and a purpose greater than myself has just helped really direct my heart and has helped me understand myself and others at a deeper level. And that's really what empathy is all about, because people just want to feel understood. They want to feel heard. They want to feel loved. And we can do that better when our hearts are in the right place.
How about the A, please?
Yes. So A stands adoration, you know, so this idea about deeply loving and caring and just, adoring. When we think of, adoration and adoring others, we just think of it as a place of just complete well-being and love. And I've studied a lot of different servant leaders over the years through my work, some being spiritual, some being in the workplace. And what I've noticed is these leaders do something different than regular leaders. They truly love with all of their hearts, and they're not afraid to share it. They literally will tell employees and share things that, I love and I care for you, and I'm willing to go above and beyond to give that love away. And so that's just part of our hearts, is that, we can be open to receive that love from others who are sharing their adoration with us, and that we can then do the same to others if we can love wholeheartedly. And I think one of the best ways that we can start doing that, if we can start loving God with all of our hearts, then we're able just to love even more. So then the R comes in with having a responsive heart. So we're able to love and adore, which is great, but then we have to be able to act and back that up and respond willingly in obedience to whatever that will might be. And this is one that's hard. I know I struggle with that because sometimes I'm being asked to do things that I maybe don't want to do. And yet, if I know that I have this loving, responsive heart, then I am more open to doing that or following kind of that plan. And so this is that idea of, the golden rule about, if we treat others as we want to be treated, we will follow up and, love thy neighbor. If we think about the two golden commandments, that we've received is to love God with all of our hearts and then love thy neighbor. And this is really the love thy neighbor part of just responding to whatever those needs might be in front of you. And it could be at home, in your workplace, in the community, but it's just having a responsive, willing heart.
How about tea?
Yes. And then tea is transparency. This is really important because more and more people want to know that you're real. You're not putting on a show. It's not fake. And in order to have that true, transparent heart, we need to be authentic and open and loving. And so how I see that is this intimacy that I can have with others, and that intimacy that gives me the fuel to do all this is the intimacy that I have with God. And so that helps me then to see into others and to help others open up and share as well. And so that's really an important piece that really just kind of keeps me going, in a sense, is that part where I can, hey, I have somebody to share my struggles with. I have a way that I can relate to and have somebody understand what I'm trying to do and where I want to go.
I know that people have an opportunity to go on a virtual pilgrimage with you. Do you want to tell us about that, please?
Sure, absolutely. So one of the things that I wanted to do in all of this is I created something called United in Heart 10-Day Challenge. So I think with everything going on in the world now, I think one of the most important things that we can do is to recognize what's going on, but instead of feeding into the fear, is that we got to feel the love and our hearts. And if we can unite in hearts, all the better. So I created this 10-Day Challenge where for each day, I'm sharing, the acronym like I shared with you and some other things about the heart on this journey of a deeper connection with our faith. And from there is this idea of, how do we unite our hearts and keep them alive? So one tradition that we have in the Catholic Church is that we have what are called like feast days. These are just really important days that the church celebrates to honor our tradition. So for example, on June 19th of this year, the church celebrates Jesus's sacred heart, that Jesus's heart is here for all of us, no matter what religion, no matter where we're at, that he has a sacred heart that just wants to give love but is often rejected. And so we have Jesus' Sacred Heart that we celebrate on the 19th. And then on June 20th is celebrating Mary's Immaculate Heart, so our Blessed Mother's Heart, who has a heart for Jesus and a heart for others, and that her heart is for all of us. Part of my 10-day challenge is ending the challenge on, ends up being on Father's Day, where I was also have a prayer to unite in heart with St. Joseph's heart. So our holy family is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And so I didn't, I've done some study around St. Joseph and the Holy Family and how that can help our own families and our hearts. And that my prayer is that there could be a special day, a special feast day that could also unite his most chaste heart and what we could learn from a spiritual father of St. Joseph. So that kind of brought me up to like this 10-day challenge. And then people are like, well, okay, now our hearts are on fire. We want more. So then that led me into wanting to do a virtual pilgrimage. And I actually wanted to do, to be able to go with people and do a real pilgrimage. But with what's going on in the world right now, it's just a hard time to do that. And so many places are closed. So I thought, well, there's got to be a way we can still be unique and think of a way we could do this. So there is actually a really unique place in Ohio. I don't know the exact location, but it's outside of Cleveland someplace, and it's called the Maranatha Shrine, and it's the home of Holy Love Ministries. And what's really unique about this place, it's an ecumenical retreat center and place that opens all people, all religions, all nations to come together to unite in our hearts. So to unite in what's called holy love, which is that we would love God with all of our hearts and our neighbors. And so that's really what this special place is. So what I'm planning to do is you can go to faithwalkretreats.com/pilgrimage, and there I'll have more information about this virtual pilgrimage. So what's unique about this place is there's all these kind of messages from heaven that have taken place at this holy site for over like 20 years. So there's so much information and so many unique places to go. So what I'm going to do is help with our pilgrim, our virtual pilgrimages to take us there. We can't go there physically, but I figure we can go there together spiritually. And again, I've never been there. So I'm excited to be part of this, to guide us through the holy place and then to go deeper into our hearts with the messages and the learnings that we can go there from.
Janae, so, I love it. If people want to learn more about your ministries, can you please give a website?
Sure. Yep. So if you want to learn more about just overall what I'm doing is faithwalkretreats.com.
Thank you so much for taking time today. Our guest is Janae Bauer. She's the founder of Faith Walk Retreats, and we're so grateful that you called in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I know it's been some time, but there's something on my mind. You see, I haven't been the same since that cold November day.